biggest city in Louisiana?
New Orleans.
And the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
What's the biggest city in southern Ohio?
Cincinnati, I believe it's the biggest city.
Okay. And the city that Kentucky is noted for?
Louisville.
Where the Derby is. Somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure you want to go, you say, I don't know.
For sure. If I want to go or if I can go.
Okay. If you have a very sick friend and he's not likely to get any better, somebody asks you how he's coming along, you say, well, it seems
that he's about like he's been. He's not getting any better. I don't know that I'd say he's not getting any better because he may be there, but I'd say he's about the same.
Okay. If you asked to go somewhere without your wife, if you were a man you were married, you'd say, I won't go.
Unless I can carry a wife.
If your daughter didn't help you with the dishes, you'd say she went off playing.
Instead of helping with the dishes.
A man is funny and you like him. You say, I like him.
Because he's so funny.
Unless he's not funny. The largest denomination in the South of Christian churches is
well, I guess it's the Baptist. Seems like there's more Baptist churches. Everywhere you turn, there's a Baptist church.
Seems that way.
Uh-huh.
If two people become members, you'd say they
joined the church.
Okay. In church, you pray to?
Pray to God or the Father.
The preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide
the music.
And if it's real, real good that Sunday, you say, oh, that music is
beautiful.
I thought I had time, but I got caught in traffic and the post office was closed.
When I got there.
The enemy and the opposite of God is called?
The devil.
Anything else?
Satan.
What do people think they see at night that frighten them?
Ghosts, spirits, and different things.
If ghosts or spirits live in a house, what do they say it is?
It's haunted.
If it's getting kind of chilly outside, you say you better put on a sweater, it's getting
cooler.
Or you might say it's
getting cold.
Or
kind of, sort of cold.
Okay. I'd go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for a long time, and you're real happy to see him?
Oh, I'm mighty glad to see you.
If he owns 500 acres, how much land would that be?
Well, that's a good deal of land. It's a lot of land, I know. I've tried to look over 500 acres this last week, and it was a job.
If you want to say something stronger, more enthusiastic than just yes, if I asked you a question and I said, could I have a piece of cake, you'd say?
Why, certainly. Help yourself.
If I said, can you really do that, you know, like stand on your head or something, you'd say.
Well,
you think you can do that, you'd say.
I'm sure I can.
If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, you'd say, not just yes, but...
Yes, sir.
Or if it was a lady.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you use it in particular for particular people?
Well, no, I don't think so. Generally, if they're older than you are, you'd put the sir and the ma'am.
Okay.
Otherwise, you just say yes and be just as polite, but it's just the way you say yes, you know.